itching gets to your brain. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Itching is something all of us have experienced at one time or another, so you'd think it would be easy to define. But for years, scientists have debated exactly what an itch is. That's according to David Andrew, a researcher at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona.
One idea was that itch was a sort of weak form of pain, or pain that wasn't quite enough to produce the feeling of hurt. Another idea was that itch was sort of a blended sensation, so maybe it was a sort of a conglomeration of pain and touch.
Now Dr. Andrew and his colleagues have discovered that neither of these ideas is correct. In fact, itch has an identity of its own. They found a specific pathway of nerves for itch that runs through the spinal cord up to the brain. These nerves respond only to things that cause itching, and not to touch, temperature, or pain. Dr. Andrew says the finding could one day help people who suffer from conditions such as liver disease, kidney failure, or dermatitis.
They have itch that isn't really treatable by drugs at all, so it's described as intractable itch, and they say they want to crawl out of their skin, it's so bad. And so by finding this pathway, we sort of open up the possibility of specific drugs that can block this pathway being produced.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.